Deadly gun battle.
It was like a war zone. Bow, 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 bow.
President mocks House Democrats.
Flimsy, pathetic, ridiculous articles of impeachment.
Students go to court.
Trying to stop universities from acquiring test scores.
This is the CBS World News Roundup, presented by Capital One.
Good morning, I'm Steve Kathan. The mayor of Jersey City, New Jersey, hours after a long and deadly gun battle, says the Jewish market where it all ended was targeted by the two gunmen. CBS's Don Daler says those two men, a police detective and three other people, died.
It was a war zone. It was gunpowder.
Police in Jersey City say it will be a while before this neighborhood returns to normal after a shootout terrified residents and put their homes in the center of a combat zone.
The investigation will take weeks, maybe months. The crime scene is very extensive and is at three locations at least.
Get out the street!
The shootout began at a cemetery just after noon, where officers confronted two people they believed looked suspicious. Detective Joseph Seals was later confirmed dead by police. The gunmen got into a stolen rental van, drove themselves to the kosher grocery store, where the standoff continued for hours. Five more people were killed, including the two shooters, and three bystanders, whom police say were shot by the suspects.
The sight of this in the area that I live in is very unnerving.
Well, now to Washington. Debate begins tonight in a House committee on the two articles of impeachment against President Trump that have been drawn up. Here's CBS's Nancy Cordes.
Campaigning in Pennsylvania, President Trump questioned Democrats' motives.
They're impeaching me, and there are no crimes. This has to be a first in history. They're impeaching me. You know why? Because they want to win an election.
The first article of impeachment, abuse of power, alleges that President Trump openly and corruptly urged Ukraine to publicly announce investigations into his political opponent, former Vice President Joe Biden.
And when the president got caught, he committed his second impeachable act. Obstruction of Congress.
That article accuses the president of directing the unprecedented, categorical, and indiscriminate defiance of the House investigation, with the Departments of State, Energy, and Defense refusing to produce a single document or record.
A federal judge in Texas has blocked the Trump administration from spending some Pentagon money on the southern border wall. This is $3.6 billion that was diverted from dozens of military construction projects. That ruling does not apply, though, to more than $2 billion diverted from anti-drug operations. The Navy is grounding more than 300 Saudi pilots who are training in the U.S. after last week's deadly shooting at a base in Pensacola, Florida, blamed on a 21-year-old Saudi. Pentagon correspondent David Martin says some 500 others undergoing non-flight training will also be affected.
They'll be grounded while the Pentagon reviews the procedures it uses to vet these foreign students before they come into the country and are allowed access to U.S. military bases.
In Afghanistan, one person was killed and more than 60 hurt when suicide bombers attacked an entrance to the main U.S. military base. There was a 30-minute battle afterward. Most of the casualties were Afghan forces. A medical base being built for locals was badly damaged. Now to New Zealand, where an island volcano is venting more steam days after a deadly eruption that killed at least six people. Eight others are missing and presumed dead. CBS's Remy Innocencio.
At least 30 people are being treated in hospitals across the country, pushing burn units to capacity, with supplies being flown in from places, including the United States.
This is just the start of a very long process that for some patients will last several months.
And earlier today, a volcanologist with New Zealand's Geoscience Agency told us there's still a 40 to 60% chance of yet a second eruption happening in the next 24 hours.
The Indiana family of a toddler who died in a cruise ship fall in July is expected to sue Royal Caribbean today. The girl fell from her grandfather's hands. He is facing charges in Puerto Rico. There's a new lawsuit over college admissions tests. We're live with CBS's Gary Nunn.
The University of California system being sued by four students, one school district, and several advocacy groups, charging use of SAT and ACT scores in admissions is unconstitutional. Plaintiffs claim the tests are biased and discriminate against applicants based on race and wealth. Hundreds of schools already make the scores optional. The outcome of the lawsuit could shake up how all students are admitted to college from now on and reform the testing industry. Steve?
At least 8 illnesses have been linked to chopped salad kits from Fresh Express. CBS's Jonathan Vigliotti.
According to the Centers for Disease Control, people started getting sick between November 5th and November 15th in Minnesota, North Dakota, and Wisconsin after eating the salad. One of those patients developed kidney failure.
An outbreak linked to romaine lettuce from Salinas, California, sickened more than 100 people in 23 states. 25 more movies are going into the National Film Registry at the National Library of Congress. Here's CBS's Steve Futterman.
This year's list includes a Disney animation classic, Sleeping Beauty, along with a film depicting the life of country music legend Loretta Lynn. There is Martin Scorsese's documentary, The Last Waltz, featuring the rock group The Band. Prince's film Purple Rain makes the list, as does Spike Lee's breakthrough film She's Gotta Have It.
I found two types of men, the decent ones and the dogs.
There is the highly acclaimed Vietnam War drama Platoon.
Everybody gotta die sometime, Red.
And there's even a trip back to the 1700s, Amadeus. Steve Futterman, CBS News.
Teen climate activist Greta Thunberg is Time Magazine's Person of the Year.
We are in the beginning of a mass extinction.
She spent a lot of time traveling the globe this year, at times exchanging verbal punches with President Trump. She is in Madrid now for a climate summit. Are you getting a holiday bonus at work? If you are, it probably won't compare to this.
Now, this is a holiday to remember. A company in Maryland called St. John Properties announced during its holiday party that everyone was sharing in a $10 million bonus. The amount given to each of the 198 employees was based on work there.
I'm shocked. I'm very thankful.
What happened tonight was magical. It's really amazing.
The average bonus, $50,000. The highest, $270,000. Matt Piper, CBS News.
A lot of money being thrown around in baseball. The New York Yankees landed the big offseason free agent prize. Pitcher Gerrit Cole reportedly signing a whopping $324 million contract over 9 years. That works out to $36 million a season. That's tops in the big leagues. That's the roundup. I'm Steve Kathan, CBS News.